Rochelle Euler, you're up.
All right, breathe in, breathe out. I'm gonna do it.
What are you doing?
I just wanted to audition.
Sorry, honey, but no.
But I hadn't even started yet.
Do I look like I give a shit?
No, I guess not.
What pot are you even going for?
Roxy!
Ha ha ha, sweetheart, don't make me laugh.
What?
This is Chicago, not Mamma Mia.
I know.
Well, you've got it all wrong if you think you can be in Chicago acting like this. Oh my God, sweetheart, stop making me laugh.
That's not fair.
Seriously, darling, this show is not for you.
But you didn't even let me sing, and I tried so hard
and got so far, but in the end, it didn't even matter. Trust me, Toots, I know the story. This show isn't for you.
But if you just give me one chance, I know that I can prove to you that I...
See, it's that kind of attitude that doesn't belong in a show like Chicago. You gotta be sexy and confident. Next!
Once, there was a girl who was in love with the most wonderful boy alive, but he wasn't in love with her. She would see him with Tam Richardson, the prettiest girl in school, so it was only fitting that he would have her. If only the girl's hair was perfectly straight and blonde like hers, instead of the straggly brown curly it was. If only the girl's laugh was cute and sing-songy, as opposed to the dull and deep monotone it was. They became friends through homeroom. They talked and laughed all the things she'd wanted to do with him. Once, she had been happy just imagining speaking to him, but now it wasn't enough. She now imagined kissing him and holding him close. She was graced with his lips once, during a game of Spin the Bottle. It was the softest and most gentle kiss she had ever had, and it was almost as though he had cared too. She spent all of high school loving him, and it wasn't until after graduation that she finally worked up the courage to say, "Tucker, I love you. I know you don't love me back, but I need you to know." And Tucker looked at her and said, "Rochelle, I've known you've loved me since 10th grade." And all she could do was cry, her emotions exposed. And for the first time, this girl, me, I felt free.
I liked your Dark Wolf / Rosie O'Donnell character. That was my favorite. Did you write this, Rochelle Euler? Because it was Wynn.
I think she might have, and it was Wynn. I liked it. I liked all of it.
You lost me on the monologue. The monologue I didn't like so much, but I really liked both your characters in the first scene. And your random Linkin Park reference.
I thought everything was distinct. And I don't care what Dylan says. I still like the monologue.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
No.
The read on the monologue
came in, so I might have gotten distracted.
Huh?
Well, it was better than some of the things we've heard tonight.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying. Rochelle Euler could fart in the microphone for 3 minutes. It would be better than some of the things we heard tonight. Tregatry.
Okay.
And that would be the most entertaining one of the night. No, I'm just kidding. But the monologue was, I mean, the dialogue scene was really funny.
It was. It was
and your characters
fantastic.
In that were really good.
Super strong.
I want to hear that Dark Wolf Rosie O'Donnell character again. Lesbian Dark Wolf.
Lesbian Dark Wolf.
Lesbian Dark Wolf, the series. I'm writing it.
You're writing it?
Don't be surprised if that shows up in a scene next week.
Wait. Are you casting Rochelle or Dark Wolf as lesbian Dark Wolf?
I'm going to have them both talk at the same time and mix their voices together.
Ew! That doesn't sound right.
I'm creepy lesbian Dark Wolf! Come here, Ellen!
This was good, Rochelle Euler. It was really good. I really liked it.
Yeah, I like it too. All right. Done. God.
Bogus Bryson, you're up.
Yo, my main man, what is up in the hizzle fo shizzle?
Okay, you're not black.
So, what are you doing there?
Ah, just going through some intern resumes.
Huh. You go through those.
And I just got to yours.
Cool.
You know you already work here, right?
Is this the interview?
No.
Okay, one second. Okay, go.
Hello?
Hi.
So, you want an unpaid internship here?
My biggest weakness, great question.
I didn't ask you that.
Probably that I work too hard?
You don't.
Also, I lie a lot to people.
So, let's take a look at your resume. No employment history, but it says you can eat foil.
If it's necessary.
It's not ever necessary.
Okay.
Oh, under goals you put one day you want to start your own website.
Yeah.
Of course, you didn't really put that. You put threesome and drew a pretty graphic picture.
Oh, right. Yeah, that seems more familiar.
Hey, I'm one of your references on here, so let's call me and see what I think.
Are you gonna...
Okay, I'm calling now. It's ringing.
You know, if he's not there, just, like, don't leave a message.
Hello? Hi, Jake.
Gosh, yeah? Damn it!
Excuse me, but what do you think of Amir Blumenfeld?
Jake, hang up.
Oh, he's incompetent. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah, he's straight up the worst employee ever. Okay, thanks for your time. No problem.
What'd he say?
It wasn't good.
He's probably, he's just...
But I'm willing to take a chance on you. Keep in mind this is a demotion, but you've got an unpaid internship here.
Yes, I'm gonna show you! I'm gonna earn that job that I lost by taking this internship!
Okay, first task, don't talk to me for the rest of the day.
Done. Any foil you are interested in me eating, sir?
Miss Watson told me to pray every day, and whatever I asked for, I would get it. But it weren't so. I tried it. Once I got a fish line, but no hooks. It weren't any good to me without hooks. I tried for the hooks 3 or 4 times, but somehow I couldn't make it work. One day I asked Miss Watson to try for me, but she said I was a fool. She never told me why, and I couldn't make it out no way. I sat down one time back in the woods and had a long think about it. I says to myself, if a body can get anything they pray for, why don't Deacon Wynn get back the money he lost on pork? Why can't the widow get back the silver snuff box that was sold? Why can't Miss Watson fat up? No, I says to myself, there ain't nothing in it. I went and told the widow about it, and she said the thing a body could get by praying for it was spiritual gifts. This was too many for me, but she told me what she meant. I must help other people, and do everything I could for other people, and look out for them all the time and never think about myself. This was including Miss Watson as I took it. I went out in the woods and turned it over in my mind a long time, but I couldn't see no advantage to it, except for the other people. So at last I reckon I wouldn't worry about it anymore, but just let it go.
All right. Bogus.
Bogus.
I'm gonna smack some people in the face.
All right, okay. I don't know how many times I gotta say this, guys.
Not bogus.
I don't know how many times I gotta say this, but if you have a problem or if you have a question, go to me, not Dylan, because I don't get violent about you guys. I may seem like the scary judge because I'm a bitch and everything, but I'm much nicer than Dylan. I promise.
No, because Gavarok PMs me about 8 times a day asking me about Act It.
Right.
Nation Maker is currently asking me to hold off on the Sing It finale so he can record a song for it. That I didn't even know he was doing when he's had 2 weeks and the contestants recorded it 3 songs in 2 weeks. He can record 1 song in 2 weeks.
No kidding.
As if everybody will just wait on the finale so he can have a song in the finale. I feel better now. Bogus.
Bogus, your first scene was really freaking funny.
Yeah, it was.
The only problem I had with it was at some point I thought you had Jake come in as a character. Because really the interviewer sounded a little... What?
Let me tell you something else. We were supposed to do this yesterday. Trick or Treat didn't show up, so now everybody's asking me about it. And now we have to do it tonight, and it's cutting in to Sing It. And Trick or Treat keeps pushing buttons on her phone, and I can't hear anything she's saying.
Sorry, hold on.
Okay, I feel better.
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Sure.
Okay.
Carry on.
I'm sorry it's a touch screen. And I wouldn't have been able to do it any better last night. I still would have had shitty internet.
But at least we wouldn't have been cutting in to Sing It. And at least my squeaky chair would have not broken by that point as badly. At least I could sit in my squeaky
Your
chair.
Your squeaky chair's broken?
Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone for good.
I don't...
Okay, let's talk about Bogus.
Okay, you talk about him. I need a moment.
Your first scene was really good. Your third character was had an accent.
Shut up, Renee.
It had a... Huh?
Nothing. She's talking and saying that we should mourn the loss of the squeaky chair.
Don't talk to Renee during
I was telling
critiques.
You to shut up.
It's unprofessional tregatry. You don't talk to somebody else that's not on the show that nobody else can hear.
Okay, go on.
I rue the day you went to New York. I'm done.
Okay. Did you say something about his southern accent?
Yes.
Was it approval or disapproval?
Well, it's Texan, so I'm not qualified to say.
What?
It's a Texan accent, so I'm not qualified
okay.
on that one.
At least you can tell the difference
between
the different southern
accents. It was
better
than Merryfeather's Texan accent.
What?
Huh? What?
Sorry, we're not allowed to talk at the same
time.
Just talk. No, I don't have much else to say.
It was good, Bogus.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Good job. I'm done.
Me too.
Next up, Gavarok Fevenor.
I had it, you know. I had it in my hand, and it was mine. It was all mine. I'd earned it for once. For once in my life. I'd spent a month working in that goddamn office with those boring people, just trudging along, mindless drone work for a whole month. But I'd earned it, and it was mine. A big, fat paycheck. I don't even know how much it was worth. I can't remember. They say never to turn your back on anyone in the big city. Never to let your guard down, not even for a second. And you know what? They're right. It was a 10-minute walk from my building to the bank. And when I got there, and I looked down, it was gone. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I don't know if someone swiped it or if it blew away in the wind. I don't know, but it was gone. Whole month's work.
I simply don't understand how the brains of these young people work these days. If they have brains at all, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. They fly around at the speed of light in their cars. They ingest tons of alcohol as though they have bottomless stomachs, and the less said about what they inhale and inject into themselves, the better. I simply don't understand what possesses these people to do these dangerous things. For what? Cheap thrills? They must think they're invincible. There are so many wonderful things to do in this world. Places to go, things to see. Why not spend your life properly, living like you're meant to? These people are our future, and they're throwing their lives away for nothing. Someone has to stop them. Someone has to teach them. Maybe they're a lost cause.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do it. I just snapped. He was screaming at her. He was shouting at her. All these horrible things. He was treating her like she was nothing. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I'd put up with it for weeks, and I just picked it up. Picked up the knife lying there on the table, and I walked forward. I wasn't even thinking. I just lunged. Once, twice, again and again, 7 times before he dropped. I didn't mean to do it. I did not. But he deserved it. He deserved every single step.
What did you think of this?
I thought that I really liked the acting in these a lot. It's weird because they all had a very similar, like, feel to them. But uh-huh. I think the characters were different.
No, here's the thing. out of all the contestants, Gavrok is the best at doing different voices that all sound like real people. All of his voices were distinct, and all of his characters were distinct. They just weren't over the top like a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
And I think that you're someone I didn't really take seriously at all at first, but the more I hear you, the more I think you could win. I really like this a lot.
You're doing really well this season.
Yes.
I mean, all these were really legit, and I was just sitting back and listening to them, and... the character I dubbed Stabby McStabface, the only note I had for him was, I just lunched, because it sounds like you lunched in him. And I had a really weird mental image. That's off topic, but I had to comment, apparently. I don't have anything negative to say about this at all.
I don't either. I think it was a great job, and I'm done.
I'm done.